understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
WMFO in Medford.
Cure these
natty
lettuce, tomatoes.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Under this garb, we're perfectly ordinary Americans.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
All hail the American night.
What was that? I don't know. Sounds like guns, thunder.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I don't want you to trip like I do.
America, it's becoming like Sodom.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Finally, it's layers. Look up on top one another.
Somewhere that is where I
sir. Let me help to bring the terrorists down a peg. If I do some freight need, I will be a hero. And a hero gay is what I wanna be. There's a star-spangled banner waiting somewhere. In that heaven there should be a place for me.
This must have been hard to accept.
Way.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, and sometimes educational radio. So tonight, we're celebrating the 4th of July holiday. It's next Wednesday, but I think we're all in the mood for that starting this weekend. In fact, I was in the mood for some of that last night. I was going to have a little party and before going over to the Somerville fireworks, which were postponed until next Thursday, starting with music and bands at 6:30 p.m., but the fireworks themselves are going to start at 9:15 p.m. next Thursday, July 5th. Well worth checking out. So, yes, we're celebrating the 4th of July holiday tonight, and we've got an America-based theme for you featuring the American electronic duo, the Crystal Method. And then we've got a Native American sub-theme going throughout. We're hearing from a couple of Native American artists and also some people who are not that paying tribute to Native American culture as well. So we started off the show with a short piece by Jim Morrison and The Doors, American Night, from an American Prayer album. And I mixed that into the right front beginning of my show intro. In case you haven't noticed yet, my show intros are a bit like The Simpsons show intro, with a kind of standard template and then a bunch of sections where different things get remixed into each different show. And then we heard from Peter Grudzian and his track called Star Spangled Banner, Waving Somewhere, which I found on this really weird but incredibly cool album called Songs in the Key of Z, The Curious Universe of Outsider Music. And then we heard from our featured artists, the Crystal Method and the American Way from Legion of Boom. Backing me up right now is a real American musician, Chet Atkins, that certified guitar player and that sonic architect of the Nashville sound, and an all-around incredible musician. This is the Black Mountain Rag, and I think our ambiance, it's the music I play when I'm talking with you, to you, over the airwaves, our ambiance tonight is going to be two Americans. Yes, Chet Atkins and then David Grisman. So we've got plenty of great music coming up for you this evening. And of particular note in the next set is Mary Louise Defender Wilson. And she's one of the Native Americans that I mentioned we're going to be mixing throughout our sound collage. And her piece is almost an 11-minute piece called How Snake Creek Came to Be from it's a traditional Dakota story. And also in the next set of note, I've got a Guns N' Roses song going out to, yes, you, Paul Goodwin. And we got to get going with that prog rock theme that we've talked about. I'm excited to do that, and we'll just, you need to come up with the music, Paul. Yes. So, let's get going with the rest of your Friday night sound collage party with our featured artist, yes. Here's the Crystal Method and Keep Hope Alive. And this is a particular remixed version I found on the American Dream, Hardcore Underground Dance Tracks.
we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it.
While it buries the poor. What's so civil about war anyway?
Zuachawakpa He doket gehewakpaki Yankeki he obadakinkta Hewakpaki dechawazia takia Wanka Nahawakpaki he Minisho she ed iaya. This story is about how individuals have power and how the all-powerful force around us will sometimes recognize an individual person with the idea that that person is kind and helpful and not abusive in any way. And then they are given this blessing to have some kind of a natural power to help them. And this story concerns a man who was so recognized by Takuwaka, whatever it is that is powerful, and blessed with power to do many things, and was recognized in many parts of this land, at least in the northern areas, because he was so able to do so many things, to find things and to help people with certain kinds of sicknesses. And as a result, then wherever he went, people recognized him. People were happy to have him share their food and to have him receive many gifts. So in addition to that, he had wealth, which came from the power that he was blessed with. But we say that power is difficult, and fame is difficult for us to deal with. As human beings, we have these primitive characteristics that are always with us. Therefore, when we have power, we have to be sure that all of these characteristics that are difficult are not guiding us, are not pushing us or running us. And this man who was gifted with this power to do many things began to see himself as not having to keep himself in balance and control. So his sexual urges and his sexual nature became very much a part of what he did. And he began to seduce women and not worry about who he was hurting. Because, of course, you know, people do notice powerful people, and especially if they have pleasing appearances, well, then people will follow them and want to be around them. So in his inability to deal with that primitive part of himself, he would use his power, too, to impress these women. And many times he hurt them, and if they were women already having a family, he would hurt that entire family. But he never thought anything about it. He thought that was his right, since he had so much power and ability to do things. But this one time, well, then he and his friend were going to go toward the west, to the Crow Country, to get horses. And they were walking in this area, which is north of here. And all of a sudden, this man noticed that he had difficulty. It was like he couldn't raise his arms very easily. And then his walking became somehow affected. And that night when they camped, he took off his moccasin and he kind of looked at his feet. Here his toes were growing together, and he looked at his hands. His fingers were kind of the same, and his thumb was adhering to the main part of his hand. So he thought, I wonder what is happening to me. It's like something is growing wrong with me, he thought. So they went walking again. They were going on foot because they were going to get the horses. The next day, well, then it became even more difficult for him to walk. Between his legs, he was growing together there. And then his arms kept growing more and more to his side. And he began to know then that something serious was happening to him. So he began to think about himself and his life. He began to think about that. Whatever it is that is powerful has recognized me and blessed me to help the people. And I wonder if the fact that I have not controlled myself in my sexual behavior is causing these problems for me. Because as he thought about himself, it was the one thing he was aware of that he was not doing right. And as time went on, all of a sudden, then a couple days later, he couldn't walk anymore because his legs were joined down to the knees and his arms were joined to his body, down to his hands. And he began to notice that his skin was changing. His skin was getting darker. It kind of had little scales on it. And he thought, how? He thought, I have done wrong, so now I know I must pay for it. That next morning he told his friend, Koda mawani o ake hishne. He said, my friend, he said, I can't walk anymore. The evil that I have done with my blessing, I must now pay for. His friend said, oh, he said, no, I'll carry you. He said, I know you can't walk anymore, but I'll carry you. No, he said, my friend, just leave me. No, he said, I will carry you. So his friend put him on his back and they started to walk. And they reached this one place now. Koda amayuta. Friend, he said, look at me. So his friend turned around and looked at him. And here his face was a snake. He said, I've paid for what I did wrong. And he said, I am turning into this snake. People thought I was so good and so powerful. And I was so handsome. But now this is what I am. So my friend, he said, and take and lay me down over this hill. He said, I'll take you back to the village. No, he said, lay me there. So he took him and he laid him down there. And he said, I recognize what I have done wrong and I'm sorry for it. And the fact that I've been so gifted, I still want to help the people, so lay me here. And in time, he said, there will be water that will move through here. Tell the people to bring me that special wagmiya zawasna. In our language, we have this corn that we grind up, and then if we really make it special, we put sunflower seeds in it because our people have always had sunflowers. So he said, put those two together and then you put a little bit of tallow on there and then you put a few dried berries in there. He said, in the spring of the year when the ice melts, have them bring that to me and put that in the water. And he said, however I can, I will help them with the rain and the other things they need to make the earth productive. They say that when you go there and the ice has gone out of that stream and where it goes into the Missouri River and you put that corn mixture there, well then the water just roils like it's a big snake. So the people try to do that in the spring of the year when the ice goes out. The story has all these lessons. When we are blessed with some special gift, We should always be sure that we use it to benefit humankind, and that we should never become proud, and we should always be careful of our primitive self to keep those things under control. But when we realize that we have done something wrong and we must pay as this man did, then we can also turn it around and do something that will help the people.
Lewis and Clark described in their journals a country teeming with wildlife.
Bison as far as the eye can see.
Rivers churning with fish.
They wrote of scenes of endless beauty and of meeting more than 100 nations of American Indian whose lives were one with our environment. Now, imagine what Lewis and Clark and the American Indians they met would say if they walked the trail today. Would they be pleased?
There are herds of homes where the buffalo once roamed.
Or would they feel differently?
Something must be done to save what's left of this great place.
As we commemorate the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, we encourage you to consider what's been lost and what we can do to preserve what's left of the trail that still winds through us all. Walk with Lewis and Clark and see what you discover at www.lewisandclark200.org.
This is a public service message of the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, we are celebrating the 4th of July with a theme about America, featuring the Crystal Method and a number of Native Americans. We began the set with those featured artists, the Crystal Method, and a really cool, obscure remix of Keep Hope Alive. They've done a number of versions of that. And in particular, there was the Keep Hope Alive kind of EP. But this mix that we heard, I got off of the American Dream album. Hardcore underground dance tracks. And then a track going out to Paul Goodwin. Guns N' Roses, Civil War from their Use Your Illusion 2 album. And then we heard quite a Native American story by Mary Louise Defender Wilson. It was a traditional Dakota story, how Snake Creek came to be, about a man given gifts by the gods who then kind of used them inappropriately and paid a price for all of that. And that's how Snake Creek came to be. And we also heard Alice Cooper in there, Lost in America. And we finished off with a public service message celebrating the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, which was actually in 2005. So that was 13 years ago. But still, useful information to understand. Back in the upright now is one of our two featured American ambiance artists for my show this evening. This is David Grisman, the mandolin player, bluegrass, and this is Dog After Dark. Well, talk about being an American. He grew up in a conservative Jewish household in New Jersey. And in college, he came to love bluegrass. He went out to San Francisco, got involved in the psychedelic scene, made friends with the Grateful Dead and Jerry Garcia, who actually gave him this nickname, Dog, that is being referenced in this song, Dog After Dark. And that's a dog, a D-A-W-G, not a D-O-G dog. So, coming up next is my Crazy Horse set of the evening. In honor of the Native American leader, Crazy Horse, who was a leader of the Sioux Nation, and he was killed by an American soldier who was guarding him when he was in custody in 1877. And he, I think when an American, when you get killed by the U.S. government, in effect, but then years later, the U.S. Postal Service issues a stamp honoring you, well, then you've won in the end. And that's what happened to Crazy Horse. So we're going to start off this Crazy Horse set with a piece by one of my absolute two favorite Native American artists, musicians, John Trudell. My other favorite is Peter Cater. But John Trudell was a Native American author and poet and actor and musician and a political activist. And he was the spokesperson for the United Indians of All Tribes takeover of Alcatraz in 1969. And during most of the 1970s, he served as chairman of the American Indian Movement. He passed away in 2015. And he left a whole bunch of really cool music. So all of the songs in this next Crazy Horse set somehow relate to that American hero. So here now is John Trudell.
Crazy Horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, the people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy Horse, we hear what you say. Too many people standing their ground, standing the wrong ground. Predator's face, he possessed a race. Possession, a war that doesn't end. Children of God, feed on children of earth. Days people don't care for people. These days are the hardest. Material fields, material harvest. Decoration on chain that binds. Mirrors gold. The people lose their minds. Crazy Horse, we hear what you say. One earth. One mother. One does not sell the earth. The people walk upon. We are the land. happens now and then. Dream smokes touch the clouds. On a day when death didn't die, real world time tricks shadows lie. Red, white, perception, deception. Predator tries civilizing us, but the tribes will not go without return. Genetic light from the other side, a song from the heart, our hearts to give. The wild days, the glory days live. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, the people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy horse, we hear what you say. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. We are the seventh generation. We are the seventh generation. We'll be right back.
We're happy to be here. It's nice to see you. Thanks for supporting Farm Aid.